This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that President Donald Trump provoked the Capitol siege. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
It was a remarkable statement from the Senate Republican leader.
The mob was fed lies.
On the floor of the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell laid blame on President Donald Trump for the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
McConnell's remarks came on Trump's last full day in office, and as St. Anselm College's Chris Galdieri notes, in advance of a second Senate impeachment trial for Trump.
My guess all along has been that Mitch McConnell really holds the outcome of that trial in his hands.
The House impeached Trump last week on a single charge, incitement of insurrection. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Trump bid farewell in a video address from the White House Tuesday, saying he took on the tough battles, the hardest fights, the most difficult choices, because that's what you elected me to do. Closing out his presidency, Mr. Trump leaves behind a polarized America where thousands are dying daily from the COVID-19 pandemic. The economy is badly damaged, and there is political violence that it's been surging. U.S. Army National Guard and Secret Service police remain on duty in Washington, D.C., with hours remaining before President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in as the 46th president of the United States. Much of downtown D.C. remains a ghost town, with dozens of roads blocked off and security checkpoints and armed police and troops on standby. Presidential inaugurations are always tightly secure events with operations led by the U.S. Secret Service, but this year's measures have been amped up after outgoing President Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol on January 6th to prevent the final certification of Biden's victory. This is VOA News. Three self-proclaimed militia members are the first charged with conspiracy and the attack on the U.S. Capitol on the 6th. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Federal investigators say a Virginia man, Thomas Caldwell, was the apparent leader of a plot to attack Congress and the Capitol building on the 6th of this month. The FBI details the communications between Caldwell and former Marine Donovan Kroll and Jessica Watkins, both from Ohio, all of whom claim to be members of the right-wing militia group Oath Keepers. One message refers to members of Congress as traitors. In another received by Caldwell during the insurrection, the center writing, "All members are in the tunnels under the Capitol. Seal them in. Turn on gas." All three face several federal charges, including conspiracy, conspiracy to hurt an officer, and violent entry. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Italian Premier Giuseppe Conte squeaked through a crucial Senate confidence vote Tuesday night, allowing him to keep his wobbly coalition afloat, but failing to secure the reliable support needed from lawmakers to help effectively govern the country with its pandemic-pummeled economy. Had he lost, Conte would have been required to resign. He could still opt to hand his resignation to the Italian president to try to cobble together a revamped, more solid coalition. At least 15 people were killed and several injured Tuesday after a speeding truck ran over sleeping migrant workers in India's western Surat city. That's according to police. Police said the truck driver lost balance after colliding with a sugarcane tractor, causing the vehicle to run over the sleeping workers on the pavement of the Kem Manvi Highway. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his grief over the death of the workers. Republican lawmakers in the United States, as well as conservative groups, are opposing President-elect Joe Biden's forthcoming immigration plan as massive amnesty for people in the U.S. illegally, underscoring that the measure faces an uphill fight in a Congress that Democrats control just narrowly. And a further complication, several pro-immigration groups said that they would press Biden to go even further and take steps such as immediate moratoriums on deportations, detentions, and new arrests. Coupled with the discomfort of an immigration push could cause for moderate Democrats, liberals, demands illustrated the pressures facing Biden as 4 years of President Trump's restrictive and often harsh immigration policies come to an end. Again, Republican lawmakers and conservative groups now opposing President-elect Joe Biden's forthcoming immigration plans. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Music and more. VOA 1.
Memories of the war, all the special things I bought, they mean nothing to me anymore. But to you, they were everything we were. They meant more than every word. Now I know just what you love me for. Take all the money you want from me. Hope you become what you want to be. Show me how little you care, how little you care, how little you care. You dream of glitter and gold. Already been sold. Show you how little I care, how little I care, how little I care. My diamonds leave with you. You're never gonna hear my heart break. Never gonna move it that way. Baby, you're so cruel. My diamonds leave with you. Material never fooled me. When you're not here, I can't breathe. Think I always knew. My diamonds leave with you. Shake it off. Fear of feeling lost. Always me that pays the cost. I should never trust so easily. You lied to me, lied to me. Then left with my heart round your chest. Take all the money you want from me. Hope you become what you want to be. Show me how little you care. Sleep with you. You're never gonna hear my heart break. Never gonna move in dark ways. Baby, you're so cruel. My diamonds sleep with you. Material never fooled me. When you're not here, I can't breathe. Think I always knew. My diamonds sleep with you.
Sam is very open about his mental health struggles and his struggles with his weight. He was a heavy child, and he said he was depressed most of his childhood. But in the last couple of years, he has lost a lot of weight, and he's feeling much better about himself these days. His new album is called After All It Goes. Thanks for listening to VOA 1 with Blackpink and Selena Gomez. Ice Cream!
You're the one.
Chillin' like a villain, yeah, rah, rah, rah. Mitchin', two times fucked the wind, my life, rah. No more follow, none of them, pick it, wanna, damn it. Can you cheat it, millies, millies, Mary Potter. Hand your them some more for autumn. Keep it moving like my Lisa, think you fly, but where you be some Mona Lisa, can a Lisa need some ice cream and a treat? Keep it moving like my Lisa, think you fly, but where you be some Mona Lisa, can a Lisa need some ice cream and a treat?
Tate McRae, You Broke Me First. She is one of a string of 17/18-year-old singers who are currently very, very hot on the music scene these days. They're getting younger and younger. I'm Larry London. Here is Dua Lipa with DaBaby and Levitating on VOA 1.
Boy, baby, Dua Lipa, make them dance when they come on. Everybody looking for a dance, go to run on. I gave him love and they end up hating on me. She told me she loved me and she been waiting, fighting hard.
for your love, and I'm running thin on my patience. Needing someone to hug, even took it back to the basics. You see what you got me out here doing? Might have threw me off, but can't nobody stop the movement. Let's go. Left foot, right foot, levitating. Pop stars, do a leap with the baby. I had to lace my shoes for all the blessings I was chasing. If I ever slip, I fall into a better situation. So catch up, go put some cheese on it, get out and get your bread up. They always leave when you fall, but you run together. Weight of the world on my shoulders, I kept my head up. Now baby, stand up, cause girl, you...
winter while you're out there drinking. I'm just here thinking about where I should have been. I've been lonely.
Music now. VOA 1.
Getting crazy, living like this is so amazing. Hold up, take a step back when we roll up, cause I know what. We've been loyal, we've been fan, we the ones you're trusting. Won't hesitate to go straight to your head like a concussion. I know I've been busting, no discussion for my family. No hesitation through my scope, I see my enemy like, what's up? Hold up, we finna reload up. Yes, I reload up, I know what up, I know what up.
I told you.
Destruction, a full dosage of detrimental dysfunction. I'm dying slow, but the devil trying to rush me. See, I'm a fool for pain. I'm a dummy, might cut my head off right after I slit my throat. Tongue kiss a shark, got jealous up in the boat. Eating peanut butter and jellyfishes on toast. And if I get stung, I get stoked. Might choke like I chewed a chunk of charcoal. Naked in the knot pole, that's why my heart cold, full of sorrow. A lost soul, and only Lord knows when I'm coming to the crossroads. So I don't fish. But tomorrow, and I'm a sucker for pain. It ain't nothing but pain. You just complain. You ain't tough as you claim. Just stay up in your lane. Just don't fuck with Lil Wayne. I'ma jump from my plane or stand in front of a train. Cause I'm a sucker for pain.
Used to doing bad, now we feel like we just now getting there. Ain't got no other way, so we started and finished it. No pain, no gain. Never stand down, made our own way. Never going slow, we pick up the pace. This is what we wanted from a young age. No emotion, that's what business is. Lord have mercy on the witnesses.
More pain, got me begging, 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 begging. to talk to my guitar, talk to my imagination, confided into alcohol. I tried and tried and tried some more, told secrets till my voice was sore, tired of empty conversation, 'cause no one hears me anymore. 100 million stories and 100 million songs. I feel stupid when I sing. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody's listening. I talk to shooting stars, but they always get it wrong. I feel stupid when I pray. So why am I praying anyway? If nobody's listening, anyone, please send me anywhere. Lord, is there anywhere? I need someone. Oh, anyone, please send me anywhere. Lord, is there anywhere?
Demi Lovato.
Nobody's listening to me.
That's called Anyone.
Nobody's listening.
Demi Lovato's got a real cute short haircut, and she has been posting photos of that on social media. She gave it to herself. And that's one of the things that people have been doing during the quarantine, is kind of changing their look, getting bored, pampering themselves a little bit. That song's called Anyone from Demi. I'm Larry London on VOA1, The Hits.